CEO for the Michigan Association of Home Builders. Bob, how are you?
Good. Good morning, Tony.
Not building many homes in weather like this, huh?
Not too many. But you know, we've had a good early winter. Actually, we've had a good tail end of 2011, and 2012 looks a little bit brighter.
Now, I know that laying foundations, pouring concrete when it's cold is not doable, but how late into the season can a home be built? Can you pour the concrete? Can you keep trying to put a roof on a place and build a house?
Believe it or not, absolutely. Throughout the winter, you can now with technology. The question is cost, but it is possible even throughout the winter.
All right, so
today's technology.
You have the results of the Michigan Housing Index for the fourth quarter 2011. The Michigan Housing Index finished at a level 30% higher than the number for the end of 2010. That sounds like great news.
Well, it is, but everything is relative, and I am very upbeat and very positive about this year, and our forecast is up a little bit, but, everything's relative. Our guys are still kind of cautiously optimistic, but things in the market are starting to turn. You know, if you've had, as Michigan has had, you know, nearly 6 years of record low production in new housing, eventually the pent-up demand starts to show itself, and we're starting to see that a little bit more and more in the marketplace. In fact, in many communities across the state, we're seeing what I would term as a shortage of quality housing, quite honestly. Even with all the foreclosures and other things that you read about on the market, the quality of those foreclosed homes are pretty bad at this point, and there's a real demand, believe it or not, even in our recovering economy.
Really, that's surprising because there are a lot of school districts. You look right here in Lansing where people are moving out, and you just naturally assume that there'd be a glutton for quality homes.
Well, no. Again, homes versus quality homes. The average age of a home in Michigan is in excess of 22 years, and with that kind of aging housing stock and with the fact that we, like I said, I mean, if you add up all of the last 5 years of home production, new home construction in Michigan, you add those all up, they don't even equal what was kind of a normal year in the past, even with less population in the state. I mean, we, on average, historically, have built about 30,000 or so homes a year in Michigan just to keep up with normal changes and cycles and population shifts and so forth. And, you know, this year we're forecasting 8,000, a little over 8,000. Last year we were just a little under 8,000. The year before we were 7,000 and so forth. So we are not even at a third of what otherwise would be normal for new home construction in the state.
So in this statewide survey of home builders and remodelers, what it sounds like you have it right on the head, is that they're optimistic, but it's very cautiously optimistic, and it's going to take a long time before you get back to the levels you were previously at.
Absolutely. It's going to be a slow climb, and really what is going to keep the brakes on a larger increase is continued issues related to appraisals. With all those foreclosures on the market, we have difficulty, appraisers have difficulty finding comparables. So people, in order to get financing for new construction, sometimes they find that difficult. And so that's going to keep the brakes a little bit on what would otherwise be a larger increase. We're only forecasting a 3% increase this year over last. I think that number would be, you know, considerably higher if we didn't have some of the financing challenges we still face in the state.
But obviously the key thing for your industry is we need jobs in the state and we need people working so they can buy these homes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're seeing some slow, modest improvement in that area. And as that occurs, and one of the things that, you know, we've been pushing in the legislature, one of the things that needs to concern communities like Lansing. I mean, if there is a lack of what we call inventory homes in a community, and as people move into an area, oftentimes people want new construction, but they don't want to go through the process of building a new home. If there aren't any existing model homes in a community, many times individuals will bypass those communities and go where they can find that type of housing. And so we're actually pushing legislation that would get rid of there's an inventory tax, actually. If a builder builds a home on a speculative basis and does not sell that home right away, they are actually subject to a higher property tax on that home until it sells, which is really a disincentive in this environment to build any type of inventory home. And so we're hoping to get rid of that tax so that we could at least encourage a few more of our members to build a few more homes, which in turn will create more jobs, but will also make housing available in communities perhaps that are now being bypassed.
The last time you and I talked, you told me that a lot of home builders, even the home builders who build the real exclusive homes, got into remodeling, and you also told me a lot of home builders were going out of state to find work. Is that still the case?
Not so much anymore out of state, because you know the housing bubble actually burst a lot further and harder in many other parts of the state. There was a lot of overbuilt areas around the country. And so we're not seeing people leaving the state anymore. We're seeing a few more come back. The reality is those builders and remodelers that are still in business today survived, you know, what was the worst period in our industry's history, really. If you look back historically, there's not really been in modern times a period worse. And so they've really refined their business practices. They've struggle to survive and are more efficient, better builders, really. The processes and stuff that have been refined during this period have actually, I believe, are going to make the industry a lot stronger in the future.
Bob, before I let you go, is there an area in the state where building is booming or at least on a serious uptick?
Well, there are actually five communities in Michigan. Lansing, the greater Lansing area, now boom is maybe one word I wouldn't use, but they've had six consecutive months of growth in housing, new housing building permits, job creation, and appreciation in home values. Lansing is actually one of those areas, but the other areas include Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, actually Monroe, and Muskegon, believe it or not, over on the west side, and Grand Rapids are also included on that list. So those are the areas that we've seen much more activity, certainly, than other parts of the state.
All right, Bob Filka has been kind enough to come on the program with us. Bob, happy Valentine's Day to you, and we appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much, Tony. Have a great day.